For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Weekend is upon us, Lise. Get this one locked in for your Sunday night viewing. It's a lot of fun. 7:30 on 10, Game of Games. And the host, Grant Denyer, joins us now. Hello, mate.
Lisa and Pete, it's so good to be here. I'm really well.
So good to have you on the telly on a Sunday night. In the perfect antidote to a serious week.
Mate, you are spot on. You know what I love about Game of Games is it's just so wonderfully ludicrous.
Like, yes.
It's incredibly stupid and brilliant all at the same time. And you're absolutely right. There's enough sadness and darkness and anger and hatred in the world. And this is kind of one of those shows that just reminds us that there is something just so wonderfully beautiful about shooting someone in the face with a cannon or dropping him through a trapdoor or shooting him into the air.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It's a thing of joy.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, mate.
Try pushing the buttons that decides their fate. It's unleashed this darkness inside me that I didn't know existed until the show came along. It turns out I'm not a nice guy at all.
So Aussies battling it out for $50,000, this cash prize, and this originated on the Ellen DeGeneres Show as a pretty amazing segment on the talk show. Now, you had the first one last weekend. Have you heard from Ellen? Has she put in a call and say, nice job?
She sent me a lovely little tweet, which is good, and it made my life between you and me. Yep, she did. It blew me away. We were trying to catch up with one another, but she was on a break in the States. So when we started here, she's gone off. She does a lot of guerrilla conservation work in Africa, and she's got a facility over there. So she went over there and spent a couple of months just putting a lot of love and TLC into that program. And so we missed one another. But the tweet from her the other day was oh, my God, you should have seen my tiny mind.
Really?
When I received that.
That is pretty special. So now you mentioned shot in the face, going through a trapdoor. What are the ways you torture the contestants?
Well, torture is a harsh word, but I love it.
Yeah.
Because you're spot on. Yeah, it's great when they answer the questions correctly, because it is a game show after all.
Yeah.
But it's so much better when they don't answer them correctly, because that's when we get to inflict any amount of carnage on them. Look, it's great when they go through the final stage, because it's 50 grand and that's a massive amount of money. And we try and make it, you know, easy as possible to win in that final game. But gee, we make him work for it in the lead up to it.
50 grand's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. And that's why we basically make them pay for it in the earlier rounds or the previous hour and 20 minutes. So it's good. It's some of the most ludicrous games, you know, in the world. It's the biggest TV game show in the world. It's massive. Obviously, it's very Ellen in the sense that, yes, there's a lot of the games are derivatives of what she played in a regular daytime TV show, just on this incredible scale, massive. So it's so much fun.
Doesn't look like it's for the faint-hearted. Do people have to sign some kind of waiver?
Waiver?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a giant one that just says, don't sue us, sign here. Which is why I'm pretty sure most of these games don't really comply to any OH&S law in Australia whatsoever. Which is why we've registered the game in the Canary Islands. That way we've kept ourselves nice and squeaky clean. No one can sue us.
Good stuff, mate. Well, look, you got to get along and check this one out. It'll be back Sunday at 7:30 on 10. It's called Game of Games. Grant Denyer's the host, and thanks for joining us, mate.
See you, Lisa. See you, Pete. It was good fun.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We want your landlord horror stories right now. We've got Cherie in Woodvale. Hello.
Hello, Cherie.
Hi.
What happened?
About 2 years ago, my husband and I moved into an apartment above a unit.
Yeah.
It was a brand new, just built apartment. From the get-go, we should have seen the warning signs because it was advertised as, you know, having gas and all of this, which it didn't. But we still moved in.
Yeah. Just on that, sorry, Cherie, like, isn't it, because you get an inspection of the place before you sign on the dotted line, right? Like.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Well,
okay.
So we went in and saw that it wasn't gas, so we were like, oh, okay, they've just advertised it wrong.
Yeah.
But they, anyway, we went in, and within the first week, all of our plumbing stopped working because someone had stuck a masonry brick down the plumbing.
What?
Okay. They hadn't given us an emergency contact number.
Oh.
I contacted them on the Friday. They said, oh, yeah, we'll get someone out. Didn't happen. Our plumbing ended up backing up all the way. So we had to move out for that entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then the plumber they did send flooded the apartment and destroyed half of our furniture. And we were in constant contact with the landlord, and she just wasn't doing anything, wasn't getting back to us. And there were a load of other problems, like she was still trying to let the unit below us, and she let them up into our apartment instead.
What?
Oh
my goodness.
I know that happened because I was there getting changed when that happened.
Oh, terrific.
And yeah.
Could you say, run for your life?
Pretty much. Long story short, when we left, we cleaned the place spotless. It was a brand new place. Looked exactly how it did when we left, as when we got there.
Yeah.
And she called us up to go back in and clean three times because there was a couple of specks of dust behind the door and there were water stains in the kitchen sink.
Oh man.
Wow.
Nah, that is just... Oh, that's a horror story.
That is a horror story.
Reynold in Naranda.
Hello, Reynold.
Landlord horror stories, mate. What do you got?
Back in the mid-90s, my family and I left Adelaide and came to Kalgoorlie.
Yeah.
And I went over on a job interview. I had 3 days. I got the job. I had 3 days to find a house. And if you remember, back in the late 90s is when all the house prices started going crazy.
It was tough, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, I bought a house. It wasn't big enough for us, but we were going to extend. And so the landlord had to put in air conditioning, had to change the oven, had to, or something else he had to do. I can't remember what it was, but it doesn't matter anyway. So we got the finance. And bought the house and put on an extension.
Yeah.
And about 3 or 4 months later, my wife was in the shower and he came and knocked on the door. And, of course, she's in the shower. She didn't hear him.
Yeah.
So he went for a walk around the house to have a look at the extensions and what have you.
Oh, he's having a bit of a
sleep. And then, well, as the wife's getting out of the shower and walks into the bedroom, like it's an ensuite,
yeah.
Naked, yeah. There's his head in the window looking into the into the bedroom.
Oh, my goodness. Bit familiar.
She was not very happy. I she rang she me up and spat the dummy, and I rang him up and I spat the dummy.
Yeah.
The
rest is history.
Yeah.
Far out.
It was probably history too.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.